Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real As Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Taylor Yates
and Paige Yates.
In this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team.
Hi, T. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Anything new to report? Anything of interest with those cutie pies?
My kids, it's steady as she goes. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Josie's doing dance class. Asher's doing basketball. Caleb's doing...
sitting up.
Yeah, he's doing baby stuff. Right. Yeah, we discovered he really likes birria, like birria tacos. You know what I'm talking about? It's like basically slow-cooked beef. It's really good. He loves it. It's wild, which is good because he's a picky eater. I have recently been listening to this podcast called Drum Tower, which is from The Economist, which is that it's like that British magazine about world affairs. And it's all about China, which has been super interesting because I'm realizing I know squat about China.
Yeah.
You know, I got a very good education. And I guess in like the 90s and early 2000s, China was, I guess academia just considered China not important enough to talk about. But, you know, there's, I think... like one in five people on planet Earth are Chinese. So like, it seems like an oversight. So I've been learning a lot and the quality of the journalism is very good and they run a very good podcast. I'm taking notes on how they do it well.
And it's called
Drum Tower.
Tower. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's Gulo is the Chinese name for it, which is like, I don't know. I haven't gotten to the part where they explain why it's called Drum Tower, but it seems to have some sort of importance to Chinese culture.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, next time, maybe you can tell us.
I know,
keep
right?
Keep reading, right?
Yeah, well, this is the Real as Yates podcast, not the Drum Tower summary podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, well, but it's really good.
Yeah, so today we're going to talk about a law that came into effect in August of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure many people in Massachusetts don't know enough about it and probably can't do a great job of describing it. So I'd like to just have you talk a little bit about the new law about ADUs, which are accessory dwelling units. Basically, it's adding on to houses with accessory apartments, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, so why don't we step back and just talk about what is an ADU or an accessory dwelling unit. It's basically like a tiny apartment attached to a house or just like part of another property. So common ones that you see are it just looks like an addition to the house, but inside it's got its own kitchen, its own primary suite, its own living room, and its own entrance. That's sort of one version. Another common one is if you've ever seen a garage that's been converted into an apartment or has an apartment on top, that is also an accessory dwelling unit. So if you're trying to picture this at home, picture something small that is attached in some way to a larger home, either on the same lot or physically attached to the home. What the state law has done is force towns to allow ADUs by right, meaning you can't block them with, say, like a special permit. And you are allowed to apply reasonable regulation, but not onerous regulation on them. And the reason they did this is that there was a time when you could build an ADU in a lot of towns, but over time it's become, as a practical matter, impossible. And sometimes not just as a practical matter, but outright intent was to make building these impossible.
Well, isn't it also to address our lack of housing?
Correct.
And also the fact that the affordability of housing in Massachusetts is
pretty bad.
Become a hardship. And in many cases, families are finding the only way they can stay in a home is to be able to have their parents in an accessory dwelling and live with them. Therefore, it's taking care of multi-generations as well as offering up the ability to have an accessory dwelling.
Yeah, it's funny, right? Everything old is new again. Where like once upon a time, yeah, everybody lived with like at least one grandparent,
yes,
right? And then that went away for a while. We all atomized into our single family homes, and now we're all coming back together.
So does that mean that you're planning on adding on to your house for me?
Yeah, maybe. But what you hit on is, like, realistically, that's what I think is going to happen as these become easier to build. You're not going to see a lot of people building an ADU and then renting it out. Some people's concerns are that, oh, okay, so what's going to happen is my neighbor's going to build an accessory dwelling unit, and then they're going to turn it into like an Airbnb, or it's going to get turned into a rental unit.
Can it, way the information I read said that it could be rented, could it be an Airbnb?
It depends on the town. Okay. So the town can decide whether or not it's going to be an Airbnb. I think you cannot be more restrictive than whatever your town law is. So, you know, I'm the planning board chair in Belmont. We already do not allow Airbnbs, so we can say you can't do an Airbnb in your accessory dwelling unit.
Who becomes the monitor of, like, if someone has an ADU, is it a neighbor that has to complain, or how does the town know that it's not being used as an Airbnb?
That's a great question. Also varies by town. So, for example, in Belmont, we do essentially zero enforcement of our Airbnb law because we don't have enough staff. Mm-hmm. But if a neighbor calls, we'll show up and say, hey.
And evaluate the situation.
Exactly. So, you know, if your town has vigorous Airbnb enforcement, expect that to continue. But what I think is going to actually happen with these ADUs is where you started. Like, it's going to be a place for adult children or in-laws, right, or parents, because part of it's the financial piece, but part of it's also just my generation has to do a lot of care. Like, we've got to care for our kids and our parents in a lot of ways. And as a practical matter, how do you do that if your parents don't live nearby?
Well, it's an interesting concept. And as you know, I'm kind of dealing with it in Nantucket, where I intend to
You're basically building
retire.
An ADU.
Yeah. And what I'm doing is I'm building an ADU. And the way I looked at it was, as a kind of the top of the family chain, I look at it as overflow for kids when we're doing the summer heavy duty times. I looked at it as a potential for someplace I can go if I have too many people in the main house.
Right.
And the third thing I looked at it for was if I need help when I'm in my elderly and I need someone to take care of me, one, I have the ability to have them housed on the same property because Nantucket is so expensive.
Right.
And two, if I ever needed to rent it because I needed additional financial support, I have the capability of doing that.
Right.
So we have to be very thoughtful about how wide open this is, how broad this is becoming for so many people and will come for so many people. Because as you said, when we address the elderly too, one of the things that comes up is a lot of the elderly can't be going up and down stairs. So even if you have a room over your garage, they can't get up there.
Yeah.
So they want a first floor something.
Right, exactly. And I'll just add one more thing and then we can take a quick break.
Yeah.
The other thing that I think is very interesting, particularly for senior residents, is imagine you're living on a fixed income.
Yeah.
And you basically have too much house, right? You have more house than you need, maybe more house than you can afford, but you don't want to leave your community, right? You want to stick around.
Correct.
What you can do is build the ADU, live in it yourself, and then rent out your house to somebody who actually needs a space. And that's a big deal in Belmont because we are losing a lot of seniors because our taxes have been going up. And again, if you're on a fixed income, every tax dollar that you have to pay extra comes, you know, basically reduces your take-home income, you know, and it just gets lower and lower over time. So I think that's a big win. If you're in a community, you've got roots in the community, you don't want to get yanked out of the community and go live somewhere cheaper. It's a way of creating a cheaper place for yourself at home.
Makes sense.
All right, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back to a question from the audience.
Did you know that Taylor and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today. So, Taylor, one of the questions that came up was, what advice do you have for homeowners who want to advocate for more ADU-friendly policies in their community? Is it something that towns are talking about, mm-hmm. educating people about, even talking about in public meetings?
Yeah. You're not going to like the answer, but the answer is go to your local planning board.
Okay.
So we have meetings on this and we do listen to the community. And if you show up, you don't have to know all the technicalities. You can just say, I want more ADUs mm-hmm. in my town. And the planning boards go through this, as we review the technicalities of the law, we often say to ourselves, does this increase the number of ADUs in town or does it decrease the number of ADUs in town? And if you're like, hey, you just said that would increase it, but you're not doing it, I want you to do that thing, you can do that.
Good answer.
Thanks. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the awesome question. If you're a curious cat and would like your question to be answered, you can just send us an email at contact@yatesboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yates Team Boston. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you enjoyed this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yates Team Boston or on the web at yatesboston.com.